This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
This is one of those moments where I'm going to say the thing that I don't think anybody's going to call. And then in like the next 4 minutes, I'm going to be proven completely right. Nobody is going to call.
They are.
You honestly believe you're insane. No one, have you?
Not here.
Not specifically here.
I haven't done a bit.
Let's get everybody on the same page. There's a stat out that says 39% of human beings have had relations at their job by themselves.
Yep.
Relations for one at your job. I'm saying no one will call, but if you've done it, we'll voice disguise you, whatever you need. We need people who've related by themselves at work.
Any calls yet? You first.
Have never, will never, can't even. Any job,
not just any
what
job.
What are you talking about?
Come on, you worked at a gentleman's club, for crying out loud.
I DJ'd a couple times, and that would be the last place you would do it. 39%. That's the first.
I'm surrounded by fodder. I got enough fodder in that place to
never. Never.
That's the one job.
What job? I can't believe that you. I'm going to say this. I'm going to go one further. I think we might get a call from a guy. I don't think a single female has ever done it ever. I believe you're sick enough to go like, wow. Working here at Taco John's is killing me. I need to go in the back room. Where did you do it? Please tell me where you did it.
It was a part-time job. It was basically a farm job, and I was driving a lot that day. And you get bored, and you know you got to stay awake. So I had a towel.
I'm gonna say this.
What?
I've talked. You've said this to me before. It's like when you used to drive back and forth to the Dakotas or whatever. That's another place I've never done
that. Oh, you have too.
Never.
Come on.
Never. I had a girlfriend. We had a long distance relationship. We lived in towns like 2 hours apart. And she was like, oh my God, the whole way here I was. And I'm like, what?
Thinking of you.
What are you taught? Like, what? Who are you people? I consider myself to have a probably overly strong libido.
But not in the car in a long road trip by yourself?
In a car in a long road trip with someone, absolutely. But I can completely keep my hands off of me.
I can too, but you just get bored and there's nothing else to do and you got to stay awake.
If I have to, I can't believe I'm going to eat crow on the first call. Candy?
Yay.
Let's verify some things. You're a female?
I am.
What kind of work do you do?
Office. I work at an office.
Okay.
At a computer.
And you've had alone time at work.
Yeah.
You could type with one hand at the computer.
Oh my God! Stop talking. Stop.
What?
What were you? Were there other people around? What were you? What?
No. Once, but the other times no.
Oh, there was more than once. Okay.
So a girl, without getting too far, a girl can be more subtle.
Yeah, that's
about
true.
Her alone time.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy, we're like, ta-da! There's like, but yeah. So, what happened? Was it the plan or just something, like typing something?
It's a small office and sometimes I'm there alone and I get bored. I don't know.
Do you stay in your cubicle or do you like adjourn to a special room?
I have my own office and I close the blinds.
Okay. Yeah.
And do you surf anything or you're just doing it right? You're just like...
just right at my desk.
Okay.
Good for you.
Yep. Good for you. Well, yep. You're one of...
And with my... just to throw it out there, I've also done it there with my husband, so...
Oh, do tell. Let's devote some time to that.
I mean, I've had relations in your chair.
Okay, whatever. All right. Hang on, Candy.
I figured out a way to get Steve to stand during the show.
I gotta wipe my butt. Lil Dave, is there anything on me?
Thank you for the call, Candy. You're going to be shocked to hear the name of the next caller. You want to take a guess?
Must be another Candy.
It is. Also voice disguise. Candy.
Yay.
Yay.
You're another one?
What do you do? Where do you work?
In the bathroom.
Okay.
What kind of work do you do?
Administrative.
So it sounds like a lot of the... So, and just in the middle of the day, enough hot guys have walked by you. What makes you need to go in there and get that done at work? What in the world is going on?
It was only one time, not too long ago, and it was actually for a migraine relief.
Oh, for migraines. See, I heard it's good for migraines. Yep.
Yep, for migraines. And I had a really bad migraine. Asshole was not doing it. So I went and snuck into the bathroom. And
it fixed it.
Yes, it is.
See, it's medicinal, Slacker.
Sorry, I got a headache coming
up. I'm sure you do.
Thank you for the call, Candy. Aaron.
Yay.
You're also disguised, shockingly. Are you another one?
Yes, occasionally.
Good for you. What do you do? Where do you work at?
Well, office work. We agreed on the other... I'm the other guy that I'd say office work, and that was enough.
Okay, office work. And so just at random times, is it out of boredom? Is it migraine relief? What is your excuse for not being able to keep your hands off yourself at work?
Not migraine relief, but I'm going to try it the next time I get a migraine. I can tell you that.
You just have a libido on high, and you just needed to...
Occasionally, yes. And I've been single for like 8 years, and so I've figured out how to just handle it on my own.
Like in the supply closet, or you just sit there where you're working?
Usually bathroom. Yeah, no, not at my desk.
Can I just say this? That's another thing. Bathrooms are not the place, especially public, work bathrooms. Yeah. I'll have relations in my bathroom because I know who cleaned it.
Right. But
work bathrooms?
Yeah.
The work bathroom here?
I don't want to touch anything in the work bathroom.
I can tell you, I think I can free dive to about 300 feet because I know I can hold my breath in that room long enough to get through my business. But not long enough to get through that business. Oh my God, no VD on this one. Mandy.
Hi, yay.
You're no voice disguiser, and you're going to admit you do it too.
Absolutely. Yes, I've done it at multiple jobs, at my current job, in my office, and at previous jobs in the bathroom. And I've also done it in my car while I'm driving down the street. So, you know, sometimes you just need to handle yourself.
And for you, it's a lot. That's a lot of time.
That
Mandy.
Is a lot of yeah. times. Is the when you're doing it in the car? Is it typically when Slacker and Steve are on?
Hey,
obviously, yeah. Obviously, that's what happens.
My God, did you just?
You driving right now?
Okay, we got.
I'm driving right now.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy. Celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.